And mining union AMCU says it's been sidelined in the Marikana massacre reparation process. AMCU's president, Joseph Matuntswa, has accused the Socio-Economic Rights Institute of SA of engaging in a unilateral process to seek financial settlements for the families of the 36 miners who were killed by the police. That was at Marikana 5 years ago on Wednesday. I can't believe it's been 5 years. Exactly. That'll be on Wednesday. On the line is the director of litigation at the Socio-Economic Rights Institute, Nomzamo Zondo. Good afternoon, Nomzamo. Welcome to the Midday Report. AMCU says you have been sidelining them.
Sure. I mean, we haven't sidelined AMCU. And in any event, we wouldn't be able to sideline them. These claims are the claims of the families. We have, in effect, been communicating with AMCU about what we are doing. We haven't consulted them on the individual claims because that is for us to consult with the individuals involved.
Okay, then take us through exactly what you have been doing. You said individual claims, but maybe you can sort of paint a broad picture about what you've been up to.
Sure. So say we represent 320 dependents of the miners who died on the 13th and the 16th of August, 2012. Of those 320 claimants, we received offers for some of them from the state attorney's office. In effect, those were for 32 or the 36 families that we represent. We informed AMCU that we have received this offer, that we will be consulting with the families on this offer. The position that AMCU took was that they want us to consult with them about this offer and not the individual families. And unfortunately, as lawyers, and certainly being a law clinic as well, we cannot take instructions from AMCU as opposed to individual families who are the people who are affected, who are the people who suffered the loss of support because they lost their breadwinners, who are the people who actually had to deal with the grief.
What are the families saying about these individual offers? Are they happy?
I think there's first of all, I must explain what offers they are.
Okay.
So SARI was started by the families to bring a number of offers. The first was for an apology. We might receive a response to the request for an apology from the Minister of Police. They then also sought claims for loss of support. The loss of support is the funds that if the deceased minor had survived, he would have used to support these family members. This is the only claim that the state has made an offer in respect of. We are still pursuing claims in relation to grief, in relation to loss of parental care, in relation to loss of family life.
Sorry, just a question on that. I hear what you are saying, but the families, it's 5 years down the line. Has anybody received money yet? We've seen breadwinners who were killed 5 years ago, and families have been struggling.
Yes, no one has received any money.
Why is that?
Well, we bought the claims in 2015, and in August. By December 2015, the state was saying to the media that they are ready to settle these claims. In January, we were invited to discussions with them, where they said we do intend to settle, but then they said we are only going to settle legitimate claims. At the time, it was unclear about what they meant by the legitimate claims. They then moved away from that unfortunate terminology. But then it was last year when they started making offers only in relation to loss of support and not the other heads of damages. There was even in relation to loss of support issues because they, as the state, said they will not be supporting brothers and sisters. They will not pay loss of support in relation to brothers and sisters, and they will not pay loss of support in relation to nephews and nieces.
I hear you say that, and I do hear you say that. Are we closer to a situation, though, that we've narrowed it down to the direct families, not brothers and sisters, the direct families of the 36 mine workers, and very soon they'll see an outcome?
That is where we are in relation to loss of support. We still have to go to court in relation to the other claims. We still have instructions from them to pursue the issue of the criminal prosecution and even the apology.
Okay, so loss of support should be paid out soon.
For the people the state has said it will pay, which is the parents, the partners, and the children in the most.
Okay. Wednesday marks 5 years. Anything planned for the day?
Well, remember, we are the lawyers for the families. The families advise us that they will be at the copy on the 16th. We'll be there with them.
Okay, Nomzamo Zondo, Director of Litigation at the Socio-Economic Rights Institute. Thanks for joining us this afternoon on the Midday Report.